So we're back to the sugya of Kriyas HaTorah. We're on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Let's just review a little bit about Rosh Chodesh. And this will lead us to the Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel that we started yesterday. So the Gemara with regard to Rosh Chodesh has the following situation, the following problem. The Kriya for Rosh Chodesh has three parts to it. The first part, which is made up of eight psukim, is the Parashat HaTavid. And we can easily divide that into two kruim, four psukim each. So that's good. The complicated part is after we finish the Parashat HaTavid of eight psukim, we're up to the third aliyah. Now we have two more sections. We have the Musaf of Shabbos, which has two psukim, and then we have the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, which has five psukim. So we finish with the Tavid, and now we have two kruim that have to divide between themselves seven psukim. Now that per se is not so terrible, because to divide up seven psukim is not an issue. You could divide up, one takes three psukim, the other takes four psukim. But the question is how to divide it up in such a way that it complies with the rules of Kriyas HaTorah. And what does that mean? You want to give, let's say, the Shlishi, you want to give him to read the two psukim of Musaf Shel Shabbos, but that's not enough because you need a minimum of three psukim. So somehow for the Shlishi, you're going to have to spill over into the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And that's not a simple issue at all, because what are you going to do? You're going to read only one pasuk in Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, right? So you can attach one pasuk to the two psukim of Musaf of Shabbos. And then I'll give you a minimum of three psukim. Yeah, but the problem with that is that you're reading only one pasuk into the parasha. And the Gemara thinks that that's not a possibility. So let's just see if we can find the place. The Gemara says, Ein maskil beparasha pochas mishlosha. Let's see if we can find that, and we at least we're all on the same page. We're on the top of Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Do you see that?
Yes.
So again, this is just a review of what we did yesterday, but we want to get to the case of the Mamados, and then Eric has a question here. We'll see if we can answer his question. But let's first go through the Rosh Chodesh problem. Oh, so we have a principle called Ein Maschil Beparsha Pachos Mishlosha Psukim, which means by definition that we're going to have to enter into the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, meaning the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, with three psukim. So we're going to attach those three psukim to the two psukim of Parshas Musaf Shel Shabbos to get five psukim. Well, so now we have five psukim. What are we left with now? Because we said that the Parsha of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh has only five psukim in it, right? So if you're going to take three of those psukim and attach it to the Shlishi, meaning to the two psukim of Yom HaShabbos to get the five, that's okay, except for one problem. Then you're left with only two psukim for Shlishi. What exactly are you? Correct? So let's see. Is the Gemara says the following. Likre tre miha utlasa miha. So we want to look around the top of Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. So let's read two psukim. We're talking about Shlishi now, right? For Shlishi, we're going to read two psukim of Parshas Musaf Shel Shabbos, and then we're going to attach another three psukim of Musaf Shel Rosh Chodesh, and that's to comply with the rule of Ein Maschil BeParsha Pachos Mishlosha Psukim. So we need to go into a parsha at least three psukim. Is Pashul Utre. Now what we're left with is only two psukim for Ravi. And now we have another rule that we're stuck with, and that is the minimum rule of three psukim. Now, at this point, if we would introduce Rav, and that would be our intuition, because we're used to Rav, we're not so used to Shmuel, So we're used to Rav's approach, and Rav says he could repeat psukim. So if you're allowed to repeat psukim, and we need for the Ravi one extra pasuk, so let's allow the Ravi to read the very last pasuk, which was read by the Shlishi. So that'll be a repeat performance on that one pasuk. And then, Lechor, you fulfilled all your requirements. Yeah. Why?
You still didn't.
Well, let me just go through it, and then you'll ask me questions. I have to apologize 50 million times today because my head is very cloudy. My wife told me not to come in today, but I'll survive it somehow. It works like this: that if for Shlishi we'll add A plus B, we'll have the two psukim of Musaf of Shabbos, and we'll spill over into the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh with three psukim, so we'll have five psukim. That seems to be okay. I hope we don't have any problems with that. Now we're left with two psukim that remain in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Let's repeat the third pasuk. Right? Oh, but what we have a rule here of A Maschil the Parsha.
Yeah, you can't do
Shloshim Sukim. Oh no. See, you have to read a minimum of the first three psukim of the parsha. Here's my question. If you read the first three, who read the first three psukim of Shlishi? Right. So he read the first three psukim of the parsha of Musaf. Now, do we have to? Right? So he read the first three psukim of the parasha of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Now we're up to Ravi. So let's just see. If the Ravi will pick Ein Maschilin. So let's assume the following. I mean, again, you can shlug me up, but let me just go step by step. That Ein Maschilin the parasha, Pachs Mishloshim Psukim means. It means A, but not necessarily B. What it means is that you can't stop prematurely at the beginning of a parasha. What would be prematurely would be before you read three psukim of that parasha. But it doesn't mean B that you can't begin within those three psukim.
But it does mean you could leave less than three.
What is that?
Shlishi can't leave less than three. He's stopping less than three from the end of the parsha.
That's
the other restriction. You can't stop with less than three in
three.
The process.
Oh, so one second.
It's
so
on both ends.
So wait a minute. So how do we, in the case of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, we have five psukim, we said, right? Five psukim?
Right.
So if you're going to tell me that the Shlishi is going to read, he's going to read only three psukim of the five. He's going to read only three psukim of the five, then he's stopping within that danger zone, within that, you know, that red zone of leaving only two psukim left. He's got to leave at least three psukim. Just one second. Why does he have to leave three psukim?
Because it was on the previous.
But maybe he has to leave. Isn't that because of the Nechnas of the Yotzin?
The Ein Misharim B'Parsha Pachot Mishlosha Psukim.
Right.
It's right at the very bottom of the.
Of what? Of Chofal from the base?
Of Chofal from the base.
Okay, just one second. Ein Misharim, where is it? Oh, here it is. Ein Misharim B'Parsha Pachot Mishlosha Psukim. B'Saimu V'Sakriya B'Somuch L'Sofa Parsha Pachot Mishlosha Psukim. Just one second. Just want to see if he says anything there. Oh, he says Atam Lidin Ze Yavur Gemara Lehalon. Because again, because he's going to assume that what he's going to assume. Okay, I guess we have to see as we go along. Let's just see how the situation plays itself out. So again, are we all on board now? So what's the problem? The problem now is that Ravi is left with two psukim, and the minimum amount of kriya that you need is three psukim. So how do we get that third pasuk? Okay, Omer lo. So Rava was asked this question, and his response was Zulo shamati, but kayotzi ba shamati. So I don't have an answer to your question explicitly, but I can give you an analogy. This thud. Okay, we may have to take out a chumash here. You have a chumash here?
Yes.
Okay, great. So let's see the beginning of the chumash. I just want to see one thing. Yeah, gracious.
You want a chumash?
No, I'm sorry. So this is good enough, John. Do you have Kriyas HaTorah here?
Yeah, that's
all I need. I don't need a whole chumash here. I'm not going through Rashi now and Targum or whatever. Where's the Kriyas HaTorah here? 539, okay, that's good. 539. Are you a Gabbai that you know that by heart?
No, I was just looking at it when we were doing this yesterday.
Oh, okay. 539.
It might be wrong.
All right, yeah. You see if you can follow it here. So let's just see what goes on over here. So, the Mabados, which means that they divided up the people into 24 mishmaros, 24 groups, and each group got, let's say, a week of its duty, its tour of duty, to serve and stand over the Karban Tomid, representing all of Klal Yisrael, because Karban Tomid represents all of Klal Yisrael. So what do they read during the course of this week? So there's a Mishnah in Titus, and the Mishnah says that on the first day of the week, they had a mishmeret of a whole week. The first day of the week, they read number one, Bracious. So let's count the psukim in Bracious. There are five psukim in Bracious, which culminate with the Vayera Vayvoka Yom Echad. So that's the Sunday reading. Now we go to the next part of the parasha, and that's Vayomer Elokim Yehi Rakia. And that has three psukim. Let's see if that's correct.
That's correct.
Vayomer Elokim Yehi Rakia, that's one. Vayasa Elokim Esarakia, that's two. Vayikra Elokim Larakia. And then Vayera Vayvoki Yom Sheni, that's three. So we have five, and we have three. So now we're in a bind here. How do we divvy this up? Tani Allah, so we have a brisa that tries to work out exactly how we're going to break up the we need a minimum of three kruim, and we have five and three psukim. So what does the brisa say? That Bracious Bishnayim, that they took these five psukim of Bracious and they divided it up amongst two people, which is good news because the third kore is going to be given Yehi Rakia, which is three psukim. So that's fine. But the only problem is that the first two aliyos have to divvy up five psukim. Now each one needs a minimum of three psukim. So they ask the following question. That makes sense. You call it the third karui. And here it's Yehi Rakia, the tlos of psukim. It's made up of three psukim. So that's fine. Ella. Bracious Bishnayim. How do you can divide up Bracious, which has Chamisha Psukehava, into two Korim? Vatanya, we have a Braisa that establishes the principle of Kore Batorah, Lo Yifchos Mishlosha Psukim. Good. So let's just see. We started with a Mishnah in Titus, then we have a Braisa in Titus, then we have a Kasha in the Gemara based on another Braisa, which is a Braisa in Kriyas HaTorah. And now the Gemara introduces Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel are coming to reconcile the Mishnah in Titus, meaning that the first two crew and divvy up the five psukim of Bracious, with the problem that we need a minimum of three psukim. So how do we reconcile this? It Marallah, Rav Omer Doleg. Again, I'm going to ask you to help me here because I don't know what the word doling means. Here it means to repeat, but the word doling means to skip. I don't know if anybody has a footnote on that. Does Steinsaltz have anything on this? What is the taich of the word doling? Okay, anyway. He doesn't have anything? Right, to repeat, but what? How does that fit into the word doling? Okay, I don't know. It's just, this is a Burzon problem. Nobody else seems to be bothered by this problem. Okay, fine. So again, So the first guy, he's got Kohen, he's going to read three Pesukim. Now we're up to the Levi. The Levi is going to repeat the last Pasuk of Kohen. Let's see if we can identify that Pasuk. Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, Vayehi Or. So that's going to be shared by both the Kohen and the Levi. What do I mean? According to Rav, the Kohen is going to read that Pasuk. That's the third of his Pesukim. And the Levi is going to open up his Kriya with that Pasuk. So that's going to be the first of his three Pesukim. So that's the Shita of Rav. Meaning Rav is not bothered by the fact that we're going to repeat a Pasuk twice. Okay then? Shmuel Omar Posek. Shmuel says that we take this Pasuk. It's a short Pasuk, by the way. And we're going to split it in half. So if I understand correctly, I don't want to call Ruve, we'll call the Kohen, right? The Kohen is going to read Vayomer Elokim. No, let's try something else. The Kohen is going to read Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or, and the Levi is going to read Vayehi Or. I don't know, not sure. I don't know if anyone comments on that.
Perhaps one of the... what's the cancellation? What's the trope there? Does it
right? The esnachta is after yehi vayomer lekim yehi or. So that's why I stopped myself mid sentence. So first I thought vayomer lekim, and I thought maybe according to Shmuel the shady is going to read yehi or. But I don't think that's possible because then you're not following the trope. The trope says vayomer lekim yehi or, and then it says vayehi or. So your first pasuk has two words in it. Let me just see if the footnote says the same thing. Sifsei Chachamim Shalfiza Nimtza Shas Pasuk HaShlishi Vayomer Lekim Yehi Or Vayehi Or Chilko L'Shnayim. Oh, so he says the following. Oh, so we're mechaming to the Sifsei Chachamim. He says, Mistaber, it makes sense, Sharishon Kore Vayomer Lekim Yehi Or Uposek Sharikana Asnachto Vasheni Kori Vayehi Or. Oh, Uviskashe Bazed, the Lachorlo Matsidu Batora Posuk Pachos Bisholosh Tevos. Ah, that's interesting. So that's the Sifsei Chacham has a problem. We don't have enough problems on the agenda here. He's got another headache because he says there's no Posuk in Chumash that has less than three Psukim. So how does it form a Posuk? Okay. But I mean, there are more fundamental issues here. How could Shmuel say that you cut up a pasuk, right? We have a principle called paske, psukin, lo paske, moshe. That's going to be Rav's objection to Shmuel. Oh. But before we get to that, let's just take a minute of time and try to understand Rav's logic, right? Rav had an analogy to Rosh Chodesh. So we had the problem that the first Ola read the first four psukim in the parash of Tamid. The second Ola, we'll call him Shani, he read the next four psukim in Parshas Tamid. Now we're left with two psukim in one in Musaf Shal Shabbos and five psukim in Musaf Shal Rosh Chodesh. So how do we divvy this up? So let's assume what? That if Shlishi, let's say if Shlishi is going to read, I mean, again, we could divvy it up in many different ways. Let me just work this out. My head is very cloudy, so you have to bear with me. Let's say that Shlishi will read two psukim from Parshas Shabbos, Musaf Shel Shabbos. Now we got to add. Let's just see. We have now five psukim in the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and now let's see. He has to be three. So is he going to read them all five? I mean, let me just throw out one possibility here. I'm not sure that this is correct at all. This is probably not correct, but maybe we'll have... Does Rav say he can only repeat one pasuk?
No.
Oh, he doesn't say that. So if we have that leeway, then maybe we could say the following, that Shlishi will read the first three psukim of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. No?
It's not a problem. No, you're better.
And then
you're better off.
And then
repeat.
Why? Why is that a problem?
Because you leave less than three at the end of Moshe.
No, but again, we're holding what? Oh, you're talking about Shmuel or Rav?
No, this is the big. According to either, you're not supposed to leave less than three.
No, what I'm saying, but Rav allows you to repeat more than one pasuk, so I can solve my problem.
But no, when he finishes, he leaves less than three. So somebody coming in.
Why not have
him repeat part of Tamei? Why doesn't he repeat? So the Vilna Gaon actually. So this was the Vilna Gaon solution is.
But again, before you get to Vilna Gaon, I won't appreciate the Vilna Gaon until I see what compels the Vilna Gaon. Sorry. So again, what's the problem with Shlishi reading two psukim of of Musaf of Shabbos? And then reading, let's say, three psukim of Musaf of. Oh, because he's not leaving three at the end.
He's not leaving three at the end.
Yeah. So just 1 second. So let him read. Let him read. So he can't. He has to leave three at the end.
He has to leave at least three at the end.
Okay. So wait a minute. So let him read two psukim. Then he's but he has to read three at the beginning.
Yes, three at the beginning.
Oh, okay. So you hear what's going on here? Zach, are you with us on this? I mean, it's a little hot. I mean,
the basic.
Now, even if I didn't have a cold, it would be hot. But the cold came with a cold. We're stuck here with all the restrictions, you know, and wherever you go, they hit you over the head. You know, there's always somebody out there who's about to jump at you. So, what we're saying is the following, that the Gemara seems to assume, right? I'll read that Gemara to you again, that was on the bottom of Chaf Alpha of the base, is Trey, just 1 second before that, he says, do you see what it says? Nikri Arba Arba. Do you have that? How many lines up is that for the end of the page? Nikri Arba Arba. Where is that? No? Oh, there it is. The one line up before the end, right? You see what it says towards the end of the second line? It says, Nikri Arba Arba. So right now, what the Gemara is holding, the God maybe is going to change this whole thing, but the Gemara is holding now that we could divide up the parsha of Tamid, right? Tamid has 8 psukim to it, and we're going to divide it up halfway for Rishon and halfway for Sheni, right? Because it's a nice split. You have 4 and 4 for each of the two. Good. Now we're left with a problem. Why? Because now we enter into the parasha of Musaf of Shabbos. Now the parasha of Musaf of Shabbos only has 2 psukim, and after that we have the parasha of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, which has 5 psukim. Oh, so you might say the following: let Shlishi read 2 psukim. Right? We have the so the restriction is we need a minimum of 3 psukim. Let the Shlishi read the first 2 psukim of Musaf of Shabbos and 1 pasuk into the parasha of Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Correct? That's the Gemara's language. Nikri, let the third Olam read Trei Meha, right? The 2 psukim of Biyom HaShabbos, Vechad Mihanoch, and 1 pasuk of Rosh Chodesh. And now we turn to the top of Chav Beis, and we have another restriction, right? They jump out at you, they hit you over the head. Why? Because Ein Maschil Beparasha Mepochos Mishlosha Psukim. Oh, so therefore, in the new parsha, which is called the parsha of Musaf Rosh Chodesh, we need a minimum of 3 psukim. We can't break down those 3 psukim into component parts. That's indivisible. So we're going to add the 3 psukim now to Shlishi, so that he has 2 psukim from Musaf of Shabbos with 3 psukim of Musaf Rosh Chodesh. That gives him 5 psukim. Good. So we're making some progress. Oh, now we're going to hit you again. Why? Because how many psukim are you left with in Musaf of Rosh Chodesh? You're only left with 2 psukim. Oh, so now we're up to Revi, and he's got only 2 psukim left. I mean, that's pretty stingy. You're giving him 2 psukim, right? But that's not good. Why? Because Likri Trei Miha Utlasa Mihanov. So again, what are you left with? Pashu Le Trei. Ah, so you left with 2 psukim. And now we have another rule that the minimum of psukim is going to be 3 psukim.
And there's another rule, which is you can't leave less than 3.
That was the previous sukim. Yeah,
there's two issues there. One, you can't read less than 3, and 2, you can't leave less than 3.
so here's where we have the problem. So I was thinking out loud that why can't we allow Shlishi to read his five psukim? Right? Now we have the problem of Ravi because he only left with what? With two psukim. And I thought that maybe if Ravi would just repeat that third pasuk, correct?
Right.
Then he could add that third pasuk to the two psukim remaining. And here Eric asks me, but the Gemara says earlier on Daf Chaf Aleph on the base that Ein Mishayrim Parsha Pachos Mishlosha Psukim. And therefore what? Therefore, if the Ravi is going to read if he's going to repeat the last pasuk that was read by Shlishi, which is what? That's the third pasuk in Parashas Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, right? So if he repeats that pasuk, so what problem do we have?
It's not the problem with him reading; it's the problem of Shlishi leaving less than three.
So for Ravi to read the second part, the last pasuk again, that would be fine.
That's not a problem. Okay. He's leaving less than three. Yeah.
Who's leaving less than three?
Shlishi.
One second.
Because somebody coming in would think that Ravi is going to be the only two, and that's the problem.
Because wait, just one second. Because Shlishi now, since he's reading three. He has to read three pesukim because you got to go into the parasha by three pesukim.
Right. Right.
Now, if he's reading three psukim, he's leaving only two psukim left in the parasha. And Ein Mishayrim Pachos Mishlosha Psukim. So just one second. So now you're saying somebody comes in, and what does he see over here?
He sees he stopped with two psukim.
Oh, and if he leaves, he assumes that the next guy in the review is only going to read two psukim.
Exactly, yes, yeah, right.
If he would hang around, then it would be fine because the review is going to repeat that pasuk. But he's not hanging around. Therefore, he's going to assume that. So, how do we understand this before the Gaon?
Before the
Gaon? Oh, you have to leave.
Now, yeah.
Okay. So, tell us over the Gaon. Before the Gaon.
Well,
you know?
The way we have it now is Cohen reads three, and then Levi starts with the third pasuk of his and does two more. So, the problem with the way our Kar Minhag is the Levi starts with two into the, he starts in the third pasuk, which if somebody just came in, he'd think that the Kohen only read two. The Vilna Gaon says instead you should do the
and that's the thing that we're familiar with before the Gaon.
Exactly.
See, here this Ramosa, because Eric has to leave, so you're going to have to remind me of this. So before the Gaon, and then we'll find that in our Siddur, right?
Yes, that's what's in our Siddur.
Okay, so that's going to be in our Siddur. The first Ola is going to read three psukim. Mm-hmm. And the second Ola will what?
Also repeat that, but starts but repeats the third.
So and why would we?
Because you have to start three in. You can't. Not only can you not leave less than three, but you can't start with less than three.
You can't start
because
less
the person
than
who comes
three.
In for the lady is going to think, oh, the Cohen only had two.
He can't start with less than three. So where is Levi going to start now? He's going to start with pasuk four.
Well, under
before the Gaon.
Before the Gaon, he starts with three. He starts on the third pasuk.
Right.
The way we have it, he starts on the third pasuk, and we're breaking the
rule. Why does he?
I don't know. That's the Gaon's problem. He says. So with his solution, he then, I believe, what I was told was he didn't follow, but he said, because he said this is a tradition, so we can follow it. But apparently there are apparently some minyanim in Israel that do follow this, but he said, Kohen should be four, the first, because Talmud is eight, right? So Kohen should be four, Levi should be four, so Levi should be Pasuk's 5 through 8, and then Shlishi should start in the sixth Pasuk of Talmud, and read 6 through 8, therefore reading 3 psukim. In other words, he's repeating part of Levi. He repeats the last three of Levi. Right, he repeats 3 from the Talmud, and therefore he's starting 3 into the Talmud. He finishes the last three of the Talmud, and then he does Musaf of Shabbos.
Just
Musaf of Shabbos, but that's a whole parsha, so he gets 5.
Excellent.
So
alright, it's good. Oh, wow. Let me see if I have the Gaon. So the Gaon wants to have So we're going to divide up the first. So the first two is 4 and 4, right? That's
four,
okay.
Right? That's according to.
And then the third one, the Shlishi, is going to go back, and he's going to read. He's going to repeat 3 psukim from Parshas Hatavim, correct? And 2 psukim from Parshas Shabbos, from Musaf Shabbos. Excellent. Well, I'm going to write this down because I know I'm going to forget it. Okay. So Shlishi, this is Kriya of Rosh Chodesh.
Can she consider?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. This is what? This is a Chodesh or a Siddur? I don't take a look. I don't know what it is. So again, Kriya L'Rosh Chodesh.
Let me cut that one.
Okay.
I'm looking for it.
Yeah. See if you can find the Kriya Rosh Chodesh. So again, so let's see. One Ola is going to read 4 psukim. The second Ola will read 4 psukim. Okay, that's the Parshas Hatavim. And the third Ola is going to repeat. The 3 psukim, the 3 last psukim of Tavid, plus the 2 psukim of Musaf Shel Shabbos. And Mimela, the 4th Karui, he's going to read the 5 psukim of Musaf Shel Rosh Chodesh, if I understood correctly. That's what the Gaon is advocating. Now let's just see, you have that, Zach, what our minute is? Well, we didn't find it.
Here it says you stop after 2.
So wait, go through the whole thing from the top. So the first Aliyah gets how many psukim?
3.
The first Aliyah gets 3 psukim?
Here I'm seeing just 2.
No.
2, that's impossible.
No, 3.
It's got to be 3. Something's messed up.
I know that you read the Matalei, that's the second, it's the third Pasuk, right?
Yeah, here it's very interesting.
That's
repeated. It says here, maybe, but then Adkar Karim.
Okay, so 1 second, Adkar Karim. So let's see, Vaidav Hashem Moshele, Tzavis B'nei Yisrael, that's 2. V'yomatolehem Zayishem.
So you say that I said it. I mean that it's written.
In other words, both the Kohen and the Levi.
Yes.
Oh, that's going to be the repeat.
That's right.
So let's just see. So you have the first. So the Kohen is going to read 3 psukim.
Right. That's going to be
okay. Now the Levi is going to start with the last pasuk, the 3rd pasuk. Okay. Right. He's going to repeat that. Let's just see first. And that's V'yamarta Lahem, correct?
Right.
Okay. So the Levi is going to read V'yamarta Lahem. And 1 second. And then he's going to read another 2 psukim, right? Esakemes echod haseba boker vasiris haifa. And what about olas tavid? Is he reading that too? No, it's only till I hit. So he's reading 3 psukim.
Right.
So how many psukim? So far we've read 5 psukim.
Right.
Is that correct?
That's right.
And the tavid has 8 psukim. So let's go to Shlishi. The Shlishi is going to read olas. Right. Oh, so 1 second. So now we have a problem. That's the Gaon's problem, because the Levi is going to start with the 3rd pasuk in the parasha.
Right.
And that we don't allow, because somebody who comes in for Levi thinks that the Rishon who preceded him, the Kohen, let's say, only read 2 pasuk. That's going to be the Gaon's objection. Let's just see the end of it. Then he has Olas Tavid, so Shlishi is going to read. Oh, so Shlishi is going to read. Let's see, 3 how many psukim is Shlishi reading? 3 psukim in Tavid, 2 psukim in Shabbos, that's 5, and then Ravi reads the next 5, which is Musaf. So the big problem with God is, how can Levi start with the 3rd pasuk in the parasha? Because that implies, if somebody came in, that the Kohen only read 2 psukim. That's the God's issue. Wow. The Pella to me is what happened until the Gaon. Like, you know, were they unaware of this issue? I don't know. It's bothersome. Okay. Now let's just see. I just want to read this note here. He says, Machlokas Rabu Shmuel Agabi Kriyas HaMavados is Machlokas Zu Lomein Rava Le'inyin Kriyas Rosei Chodoshim.
Right.
Dilarav Kore Harishon Shlosha Psukim Rishonim. Vasheni Chozer Al Posuka Achron. So how is that possible? Let me just see if by chance in the back here he mentions anything. What daf are we on? Chav Gimel?
Chav
Beis. Chav Beis. Just 1 second. It's a Chorin. Does he have anything on this? Rav Omer Pasigis. Shehiskil Arishon is Pasuk HaShlishi. So I'm not sure if he's asking this kasha or not. Okay, I don't know. I'll have to really spend a little bit more time on this. Alright. Well, let's just see. How many minutes do we have? We have about 10 minutes. I don't know, Zach, you, whenever you have to go, you go. But let's see if we can push this another 10 minutes.
I don't know what the rug did, and then, you know, I would have followed.
Yeah, we'll have to look at Gopin's book,
yeah.
Maybe. I have Gopin's book. Anyway, so Rav Omar Doleg, my time alone are posek. Oh, this is Sitch. You know, we can intuitively guess why Rav objected to Shmuel. Because Sarah called Pesukin de Lopaskin, Moshe Anan Lopaskin de Le. So we're not allowed to divvy up a posuk in half. We'll see later on about teaching children, whether you're allowed, for the sake of Tashbar, of teaching children, you're allowed to, but at least as far as Kriyas HaTorah is concerned, which is a duplication of Mesiras HaTorah, you cannot split Psukim. Ushmuel Omar Paskina Le, and Shmuel says you can split it. And later on, the Gemara is going to ask why Shmuel would not allow you to repeat Psukim. But now the Gemara is going to ask on Shmuel, Ha'amar Rab Chananya Kra. Rab Chananya was called a Kra. Kra means a Baal Mikra. You know, see, he was a Baki in Mikra. Tsar Gadol Hoyali Eitzel Rabbi Chanina HaGadol. It was very hard for me to get some sort of a heter that would allow me to split a pasuk into half, velohitali lifsok el litinokos shel beis Rabban hol ulislamid asuyin. And the only heter I was able to get from Rabbi Chanina Gadol was to teach psukim to a child. But we see clearly that Rabbi Chanina maintained the position that you don't split up a pasuk into two. And apparently the Gemara is assuming it's not logical to assume that Shmuel would argue against Rabbi Chananya. Or at least Rabbi Chanina. Right? But let's talk about there's Rabbi Chananya and there's Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chanina Gadol, he has a lot of weight, a lot of clout. And he would not allow you to split a pasuk into half. So the Gemara answers, Hasam, why did he allow Rav Chananya to split a pasuk only for the sake of teaching Torah? So how do you allow splitting a pasuk? Mishum delo efsha. Because it's impossible when you're teaching psukim that you wouldn't divvy up the pasuk into its parts. And let's say you have a long pasuk. So to start splitting up a pasuk is absolutely necessary. And here in the footnote, he quotes the pasuk in Tehillim. It says, Eis lasos Hashem eferus or secha. Here too, in the case of of I guess Rosh Chodesh, or in the case of Mamados, if we don't split a pasuk into half, we have no way of reading the parash. Shmuel. Sorry. Shmuel Omar Potsek, my time alo Omar Dole. Why does Shmuel have an absolute objection to repeating Psukim? Because after all, even Shmuel only allowed you to split a pasuk because and violate the Isur called Psukim Lo Paski Moshe only for the sake of Eis Lasos of Lo Efshar. Why is it Lo Efshar? It's possible just to repeat Psukim. Well, Gzeira Mishum HaNechnosim U'Mishum HaYotzim. So what happens over here? If somebody comes in after the first Aliyah and he sees that the second Ola begins, that's Yetzior Levi here in the case of Rosh Chodesh, right? Mm-hmm. He starts with the third Pasuk. So if he starts with the third Pasuk, then he's going to assume that the Kohen read only two psukim. Is that the same objection that we just raised before? Yeah. Isn't this basically the Gaon's Kasha?
Mm, I think so.
Right, how could the Sheni... And how could the Sheni... If the Sheni is going to repeat the third Pasuk of the first Ola, that's what we saw in Rosh Chodesh, then the Nichnas is going to think that Kohen, which he missed, read only two Psukim. Then he says, V'chein ha-yotzim. Now it says also, Mishum ha-yotzim. Let's say the Yotzim after Kriyas HaRishon. And how many Psukim are we left with? This I think applies, if I'm not mistaken, to Mamados. Let's see if that works out. Right, what was the problem with Mamados? Let's go over Mamados. You have the five Psukim of Bereishis, correct? Is that what we counted? Five? And then for Rakia, we have three Psukim? Oh, so what are we going to do now? So Shmuel said that we take the third Pasuk, Vayihi Or, right? And we split it. But according to Rav, the Sheni is going to repeat the Pasuk Vayihi Or. Vayomer Elokim Yihi Or. So if I come in and I hear the Sheni repeating, I don't know he's repeating, right? So I think that mistakenly conclude that the Kohen only read two Psukim. So that's called, I don't know, that's the Nichnosim. Oh, now what's the Yotzim? Hayotzim Acher Kriyas Rishon. So I heard the first three Psukim of Bereishis. Then I checked out. Now how many Psukim are left? There are only two Psukim left in Parshas Bereishis, right? In the creation of Yom Vayera Vayom Voke Yom Echad, right? So I'm going to mistakenly conclude that the Levi who's coming after me is only going to read two Psukim. So therefore, Shmuel says that we have no choice but to be posek. And what does posek mean? That we split a posek in half. And that's going to solve our problem. Why? Because if somebody, let's say somebody comes in for the second aliyah, so he sees that he started with the second half of the third posek. So he's going to consider that as if he read a posek. Right?
They'll know there's something strange.
Something going on. So let's say he'll calculate it as a pasuk, and the fellow who left after the first ola, he knows that there was a third pasuk there. Meisvei, the Gemara asks Sakasha from a brisa with regard to Kriyas HaTorah. It says, Parsha Shel Shisha Psukim, Korin Osa Bishnayim. So we have six psukim, and each one will read three psukim. That's fine. Vishel chamisha psukim, if you have five psukim in the parasha, is biyachid, He says the Adam Echad. So I guess if there is a parasha of five psukim, so the Ola will read all five psukim, right? Just 1 second. Shalchamisha psukim biyachid. What does biyachid mean? He says here the Adam Echad. Mikavan she'ein ba shlosha psukim l'shnei korim. Right, you can't divide up the five psukim because you won't be able to supply three psukim for each of the two korim. Okay, kara rishon shlosha. So now the first one read three. And what are we left with? We're left with only two psukim.
Right.
Is then asheni kara shnayim mi parsha zu. The echad mi parsha acheres. Which is a little bit strange, no? Because if he's reading, how many psukim in the parsha? There are five, right? So now the rishon read three of the psukim. The sheni is going to read two psukim of this parasha. Two psukim of this parasha. Wait, is that okay for him to read two psukim of the parasha? Just 1 second.
No, this is Yeshomer.
But I'm saying, just before we get to the Yeshomer, just saying, what would be the objection here? Because it seems to me that if you allow the sheni to read two psukim that are left in the parasha, And we said ein maschilin. Just 1 second. What do we say? Ein maschilin beparasha pachos mishlosha psukim, right? And now he's gonna. Oh, so he has the three psukim. Right? The rishon read three psukim, so that's not a problem. And what was the other rule? Ein mishairin beparasha pachos mishlosha psukim. So what's he gonna do now? He's gonna read two psukim from the first parasha, and then what is he gonna do? And echad mi, oh, that's a problem. Echad mi parasha acheres. In order to get his third pasuk, he's going to read only one pasuk from the second parasha. That's not allowed. Because again, what's going to happen if somebody comes in after he read the first pasuk? Then that person is going to assume that the previous ola read only one pasuk. V'yesh omrim. So what should the second fellow do? Right, the first one read three psukim is shlosha. He should read three psukim from the next parasha. That makes sense. Lefisha ein maschilin b'parasha pochus mishlosha psukim. So at the beginning of the parasha you need three psukim. So as the first opinion allows you to allows the sheni to read one pasuk from the new parasha. And the Yesh Omer say, no, he's got to read three psukim for the new parasha. So what's the Gemara now asking? V'yam Isa, if you're going to hold like Rav and Shmuel, so we're going to have a kash. Lamandi Omer Doleg, according to Rav, is Nidlo. Let the Sheni read the last pasuk of the Rishon, plus another two psukim of this five pasuk parasha. Right? And according to Shmuel, what do we do? Why don't we take the third pasuk and split it in half and then read another two psukim? Shani hasam di efshar bahachi. So the Bryce is talking about a case where you can add as many psukim as you want. That's called Kriya Satorim Sheni Bechamishi. So he says, there's no limitation at kama yochel hu likros. We can keep going on and on. Al keino nematir lo, eino nematir. We're not going to allow for dilug or for pisuk, but rather let him just read continuously from the next parasha. Whereas Rav and Shmuel are talking about a case of madmonos, and there we don't enter into another parasha, because we're only going to read what's relevant to that day. So therefore we have to be matir through dilug or pisuk. And Rosh Chodesh also, we're limited to those parashios which are relevant. And after you complete the parasha of Rosh Chodesh, you cannot add psukim because that's not relevant. Okay, so let's stop here. I just wanted to make a note of where we stopped here because I won't remember. Thank you very much for joining me, and I wish everybody a great day. Let me just make a note. Shani Hassan, the Efshar Behachi. And we're up to here. We're up to actually right here. Okay. Yeah, thanks. Sorry about today. I mean, I wasn't doing too great.
Get better.
Yeah, thanks.